Good evening, everyone. It is 7:03, and this is a regular assembly meeting of the City and Borough of Marengo, Alaska. It is Tuesday, March 8th, and tonight the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Assembly Member Ann Morrison.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There is no ceremonial matters tonight. Kim, would you please call the roll?
Yes, Assembly Members Gilbert.
Here.
Morrison.
Here.
Ryan
Howe.
Dalrymple.
Here.
David Powell.
Here.
DeBoard.
Here.
And Mayor Pisano.
And I'm here as well. Item 3, persons to be heard. Section WMC 3.05.040C states that the chair may call to order any person who is breaching the peace or being disorderly, but speaking without recognition, engaging in bullying or catcalls, speaking vulgarities, name-calling, personal attacks, or engaging in other conduct which is determined by the chair to be disruptive of the meeting. Any person so disrupting a meeting by the assembly may be removed or barred for further attendance at the meeting unless permission to return or remain is granted by the majority of the assembly. Kim, do we have anybody for a person to be heard tonight?
No, Mr. Mayor. Okay,
thank you. Moving on, amendments to the agenda. Does anybody have any amendments?
Mayor?
Yes.
I'd like to, and I'm never really sure if this is the place to do it, but to move the consent agenda F to unfinished business.
So we'd be moving resolution number 03-221670, and would it go under unfinished business, Kim?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll move that to 12A, which would be consent F. Okay. Anyone else? Okay. No other amendments to the agenda. Any conflicts of interest tonight? Hearing no conflict of interest from the assembly. Moving on to the consent agenda. Do I have a motion?
Move to approve consent agenda as amended.
We have a motion to second. Move and seconded by Morrison, moved by Gilbert. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Sure. Assembly members, Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Pisano?
Yes. And that moves us on to item number 7, Borough Manager's Report. Jeff?
Mr. Mayor, just a couple things this morning. It's been a long day. This afternoon. So this past week, we met with Dow Engineering for the kickoff of the water treatment plant. So that was good to get that started. They gave a schedule as well, so we'll get that out once we get that formally to us. But it was good to get that kicked off. We also met with the State Division of Forestry, Hans Rinke, to discuss the lumber sales in Southeast Alaska. So he just kind of went over everything that they were kind of doing and kind of moving forward with. They're nothing really overlapping with what we have, but I think at least it shows the state's making a good effort to try to keep some of the lumber sales and make up some of the difference with what the U.S. Forest Service isn't doing. So,
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, go ahead.
I was wondering, Jeff, do they have a plan, a timber plan in place, like a formal plan?
They're still developing it, so they're still trying to figure out for Southeast Alaska what that means, but they are trying to fill in some of the gaps as far as what the U.S. Forest Service is doing.
Thank you.
But we are going to continue conversations with them, so we'll, as soon as we get anything from them, we'll make sure we do that. We met with DNR to discuss the long-term plans, mainly for the state mental health lands and things like that. So just kind of figuring out what they're doing in the local area. It was good to kind of have that conversation with them, to start those conversations, to help us start to develop our long-term plans for the lands we have as well. And then tomorrow I'll be meeting with DNR as well. And this one is the one that's over the, they do all the surveying work or approve the surveying work for our entitlement lands. So trying to work with them to figure out what the requirements are for those surveys, see if there's different alternatives for the surveying that we can use, such as aerial surveying. So that'll be the conversation tomorrow with the commissioner of DNR on that. And then also the chief of staff for the governor as well is going to be on that call. So,
Jeff, can you just help? It's been so long since we've done our entitlement lines. We're held up, and if you don't know the answer, I'm sure Patty will know the answer, but we're held up waiting for these surveys to be done before we can monetize these lands, so whether it's a timber sale or we're trying to do something with them, or correct?
Correct. We have gotten so once the surveys are done, then we can get the patent, and then that allows us to then move forward with doing stuff with the land. As far as like trying to subdivide it and figure out what we want to do, land sales and things like that. We do have the patent for Zirimbo, and then some of the surveys have been completed on the smaller chunks that we just found out yesterday, like on Wrangell East, just some small chunks in there, but it's real small chunks as far as what's been actually done. So that still leaves a large portion of it that hasn't been surveyed yet.
When do we get this land, Patty?
I don't know. I forget. Carol knows.
It's 2016. Carol?
2016? Yeah. Okay.
And Carol, it's like three or four pieces that have been surveyed?
Yes. We just received finally from DNR the status determination of the survey, and there are some small pieces in several different areas, like some small pieces in
Carol, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to ask. Sorry. It was more than just a quick comment. No, come on up. Please come up. We've got to get you up to the microphone. Oh. It was going to be a two-worder. You could stay back there.
So there's some small chunks that have already been surveyed in Wrangell Island East, but the vast majority has not. Sunny Bay has been surveyed, which took me by surprise. Then some small areas in part of Olive Cove, as well as part of Tom's Place. But again, most of Tom's Place has not been surveyed. None of the other areas have been. I'm going through what they sent and trying to put it onto the map. But for those areas that have been surveyed, we've already requested go through the process. We would like the patents. So they're issuing title search and whatever else they have to do to finally issue us the patents on those. And it could be another year.
Another year.
Jim. Could be.
I'm sorry. Jim, go ahead.
Did we determine if it had to be surveyed before we could A, harvest timber, or B, do carbon credits? Could we skip that part if we're not looking at reselling the land?
So,
as far as the timber harvesting, we think, yes, we could do the timber harvesting. Carbon credits, because there's nothing that you do to the land, we know for a fact that is. But we're pretty sure with... Perfect. You can't sell the land until we actually have the patent. The land cannot be sold. But we have the management authority, and we can do some leasing and revenue type streams.
And you just want to make sure you're not bordering the edges. So they just had to kind of keep it in the center.
Correct, because there's section lines have easements, and there's all, you know, there's, and this is part of what has to be determined is some of the streams will retain with the state, some will come to the city. Likewise, roads. And so that's still some of what has to be determined through the title search and the patent and those other things.
Would it be possible, without making a whole pile of work for you, would it be possible for you to put just a two-pager together for us for next meeting that just, again, shows where our entitlement lands are? And if you could highlight for us which ones have recently, that we know, been surveyed now.
That's what I'm trying to figure out on the map, so yes.
Yeah, just so that we can see that, so we have a better understanding, because I think this is evolving, and it's pretty exciting, I think, especially, you know, like Assemblymember DeBoer said, that there may be some monetization that we can start doing immediately. Well, let's maybe take advantage of some of that.
Well, and we did meet with Sea Alaska. They had a representative there who does carbon credits for Sea Alaska. So it was really informative that kind of walked us through what they do. It was a lot longer term than what I was thinking it was for carbon credits that you kind of have to commit to, depending on what you do. And he broke it down. It's pretty detailed as far as what you have to do.
I think you'd want to have a fairly good understanding of what you're giving up.
Ability to harvest the timber.
No, I know what you're giving up, but I would think you'd want to understand what timber you're giving up to harvest.
Well,
it's
Yeah, it's actually more than just the ability to harvest. Like, you have to actually go through and you have to almost cultivate to a certain extent the harvest, like and it's yearly surveys. It's pretty extensive as far as what you.
It's a commitment. You're doing more than a timber cruise. It's much more extensive than that, and then it's a long-term commitment that you're keeping that stand and growing that stand.
This is for the carbon credit.
Yes.
Correct.
Really?
Oh, boy. Jim?
What about getting a timber cruise if we could? I don't think it's feasible to cruise at all, but, I mean, when I started looking at this years ago, I got figures of $15,000 to $25,000 an acre. That would be what we could get. And I realized that that's... You have issues with, you know, you've got to get equipment there, and, you know, but we really need to, especially if we're going to do carbon credits, we need to understand what potentially we are giving up or what potentially we have. I think there's potential for tens of millions of dollars, if not more than that.
And we've already started having some of those discussions on the timber cruises to see what's where. And then I think one thing we can also do is, you know, we could look at just the overall properties in general and get an engineer who does this stuff and kind of specializes in this to kind of come in and take a look at it and give us recommendations on what are the best locations for each use. So that's a possibility as well. And they also do the cruises while they're doing that.
Okay. And the Planning and Zoning Commission, the Economic Development Committee will be starting, but the Planning and Zoning Commission has started looking back at what was done 2 years ago when they were trying to develop zoning for these areas. As to what uses they think would be good for the community and for that area. And timber harvesting is not necessarily for all those areas. Just
right, because some of it may maximize, be good for a lodge or something, for fishing or something like that, too. So, okay, right. Good. Thank you, Carol.
Yep.
Appreciate that very much. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Jeff. Or Jim, sorry, did you have anything else on that?
No, I covered most of it. Just want to keep the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
We do, too. So keep it going. All right, and so the barge ramp, I did meet with AML to discuss the existing deficiencies of the barge ramp, and then also some possible futures for the repair or replacement of that ramp. They are kind of experts. They've done a lot of these, so they're going to work with us to kind of give us some of their estimates as far as what they've had to pay in the past for the replacement of the ramp. So hopefully the next couple weeks they'll be able to get that to us and at least give us an idea kind of moving forward as far as what we're looking at on that ramp. But it's good. It was good to have the conversations with them. And then don't really have too much of an update yet, but the fuel for our fuel tanks for our public safety building, and then also the two tanks at the school. We did get notices from DEC that they're not meeting current code. So they put a halt for any refueling of those tanks. So we're still trying to go through the insurance for those. And if we get insurance either through our insurance companies or we self-insure, then we can't get an extension. We're still trying to figure out what that is. And then also trying to work with an engineer to get some quotes on what it's going to be for a design to repair or remove and replace those tanks. So just wanted to kind of give an update. We're not there yet as far as an update officially, but we're trying to get some of those cost estimates and what that's going to be. And that was all I had, unless there were any
questions for Jeff. Mason?
Yeah. One more thing, if you don't mind, Jeff, is just the budget work session schedule. I just kind of have a proposed schedule that I might throw at you guys at some point. I don't know what the norms are, but I was thinking, you know, every Wednesday starting April 14th, roughly.
No.
So I'd like to get out of it early. You know, we made some really great progress on the budget. I think we're way ahead of schedule, so it'd be great to not, you know, be down the 11th hour and pass it on June 30th. So hopefully we can pass it.
Every Wednesday, starting when?
April 13th would be the very first one, and that would be the general fund.
Okay, could I ask Kim, could you put together something and send that out? Mm-hmm. April 13th, so that, okay.
Is that too early?
That's going to be tough for me. I'm away for a fair chunk of that.
Okay.
But let's tell you what, let's chat about it tomorrow, and we'll come up with some ideas.
Sounds good. Great.
Thanks.
be coming for that.
All right. Any other questions? Bob?
I mean, just a thought that came to my mind about timber information. That you might want to ask the Forest Service. They have quite a bit of historical remote mapping and things, and maybe to the degree that we're looking for, they might have timber type maps of those areas. And if not the actual area, something right next to it. And within that, you can get a lot of kind of average information, you know, which is immediately available.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff. Over to the clerk, Kim.
I don't have a lot. I did put kind of a proposed the budget calendar in my report, but it's proposed. So just so if anybody wanted to look at that. Other than that, I don't really have a lot. We completed the records transfer. The records from City Hall to the Record Storage Center. I just have to go and assign an address. It'll be fun and cold. But anyway, so that process is done. So another year under the out of the way.
Good.
Other than that, I don't have anything.
Any questions for Kim? Very none. We went through it tonight here, folks. Okay, so item 9, Mayor and Assembly Business. Does anybody have any reports to give tonight? Quick update on SEPA. Wore my vest tonight. Mason and I were on the board meeting for SEPA. It went very well. I would encourage everybody that gets a chance, go to their new website. It's phenomenal. They have a new interactive, it's the SCADA reporting system that shows you the flow of energy and how basically the projects are flowing back and forth and how from Swan Lake flowing into Ketchikan and then Tai'i flowing up to the north end and how we send power down to Ketchikan through the inner tie and then Swan sends power up to Tai'i over into Wrangell and Petersburg, and we're balancing net zero across the lines, and it's really, really cool. So if you get a chance to look at it, it also shows you the lake levels, so you can see, you know, how we're doing, because lake levels equate to energy. So if you get a chance, go there, check it out. Our engineer, Robert Seidman, is just phenomenal, and this was his brainchild that he came up with it, because he really wanted customers to be able to understand how it all works. So please take a look at it. We're doing very well for water right now for us is snow. Of course the water levels are low, but we have snow pillows up at Tai'i, and they measure the weight of the current snow levels, and we know that we've got really good inflows coming in the spring. So as long as things melt when we expect them to, we should be filling up really well. So we're keeping our fingers crossed we don't have any more droughts. So looking good moving into the summer and into the fall. All right, now item 9. Mayor and Assembly appointments, item 10, there is none. Public hearing, there is none. Unfinished business, we do have one unfinished business, which was moved down from consent agenda. Item 12A, which was the old F, resolution number 03-22-1670, Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, accepting the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development's Division of Community and Regional Affairs, Local Government Lost Revenue Grant in the amount of $469,785 and amending the fiscal year 2022 budget to appropriate the funds to multiple project accounts for expenditure.
Move to approve resolution number 03-22-1670.
Moved by Gilbert.
Second by Dalrymple.
Seconded by Dalrymple. Discussion. Jeff, do you want to give us an update on that, please?
I can. This is a grant we applied for the lost revenue. We ended up getting $469,785, and our recommendation is to accept the grant that we did receive, and then to apply it towards pool siding and repainting for at the pool, and then for a garbage truck replacement.
Any questions, Bob?
Jeff, the main reason I wanted to have a little more discussion on this, kind of wondering, you know, there have been a lot of projects that we've prioritized for funding and stuff. Mm-hmm. So can you just go through how you came up with those two projects? I don't disagree at all that they're needed, but maybe just explain the process and how maybe some of the other health and safety ones didn't get chosen.
Sure, I mean
that's a big ask, but
right. No, I think the key thing there is like the pool siding. We want to do maintenance there to get it. We don't want that to be in the same condition as a public safety building. So we want to go ahead and start trying to get that siding, get it fixed, so we don't see further deterioration for one of our buildings. We know it, at least from the exterior, it looks like it's definitely getting pretty close. So that was the reason that was chosen. It also kind of alleviates some of the, hopefully alleviate some of the other projects and the money we have for the capital improvement projects. And then for the garbage truck, our sanitation funding is pretty low. We're not replacing it as much as it's spinning out. So that's an enterprise fund. So those garbage trucks are, I think, 12 to 15 years old. Their recommended replacement's 10 years. So if we lose one of the garbage trucks, it's going to make it rough, and they're in pretty bad shape. So we need to start recapping, and again, that's why we're also looking at what our rates are for everything so that we can start capitalizing a lot of our equipment that needs it. So that was the reason why, because sanitation just can't afford to do it, and it needs to get done.
Thank you.
Yep.
When Jeff and I went through the agenda on Thursday, the one thing I did ask for on that one was that we do some type of rudimentary envelope exploration on the pool prior to the teardown so that we can try and see what we're getting into, because we know that, you know, with our experience with the public safety building, as we started to get into it, and it was just really a mess. And so to try and make sure that that's going to cover it, because if we get into it and it's, we have sheeting issues and we have this issue and we have, you know, a lot of other issues, that may not be enough money, and it, we may have to look for something else to do. But that was the only my thought on it.
That would include in this process that evaluation.
We can do that.
Yeah, we had talked about having some of the maintenance guys pull some stuff back and really try to get a good look before we tie into it. Because if we get it all off, then you're committed to, you're not going to be sticking that stuff back on. That's the immersion.
Well, I mean, you either have to do it or you have to let it continue to deteriorate.
Well, I guess the question is that if you only have $400,000+ and you've allocated 200 and some to the pool, and it's a $600,000, you know, if it's a $600,000 job, you know, if you think you can sheet it or side it for $200,000, but there's sheeting and rot and other issues, and it turns out to be a $600,000 job, you may want to hold till we find the other funds.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm asking for the envelope study.
Yeah, no, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. Any other questions?
How long's the envelope study going to take?
We're getting a couple maintenance guys to go out and pull some boards. Don't worry. We're not flying anybody in, pal.
Every time I do a study, 4 years later, we might do the job.
All they need is their pocket knife.
They just need some pocket knives.
You could probably go up and do it.
Yeah.
And, Mara, there is $785 unaccounted for in this resolution. And I talked to the borough manager, and I sort of wanted it to be memorialized that $785 would go towards a upgrade in the software for the utility billing. I think that was suggested. But the borough manager wisely told me that there probably won't be anything left when we get done with all this. But so it doesn't add up.
Okay, well, you caught it.
That
of course,
Connie, makes me twitch.
Connie is our financial sleuth here. All right. Is there anything else on this one? Okay, please call the roll, Kim.
Yes. Assembly Member David Powell.
Yes.
DeBoer.
Yes.
Gilbert.
Yes.
Morrison.
Yes.
Dalrymple.
Yes.
And Mayor Persaud.
Yes. Item 13A, approval to renew the parking lot lease
agreement with Roger Purdy.
Move to approve renewing the parking lot lease agreement with Roger Purdy.
Moved by Powell.
Second.
Seconded by Morrison. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Sure. Assembly members DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Persaud?
Yes. Item 13B, approval of community garden land improvement proposal.
Move to approve the 2022 community garden land improvement proposal as presented.
Moved by Powell.
Second.
Seconded by Gilbert. Any discussion?
Mayor, I think we need to thank Kim Wickman and Valerie Massey for writing a grant and obtaining that and sort of spearheading this. This is a good thing.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, poll vote, please. Kim?
Yes. Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Persaud?
Yes, and I'm sorry, City Manager, I should be asking if you have any updates on these, but I'm rolling through it here. I'm on a roll, and I thought your information was pretty self-explanatory, but I will ask you this time. Item 13C, approval for revised community garden memorandum of agreement.
Move to approve the 2022 community garden memorandum of agreement as presented.
Moved by Powell.
Second.
Seconded by Gilbert. Jeff, do you have an update for us?
I do, sure. Well, so the previous memorandum of agreement expired, and I think the one nice thing that that updated in this one was it also included some accountability as far as who's responsible for what and the liability for what on the property. And then also WCA is also coming alongside as a partner in this as well for some of the help on the community garden side. So it's a good partnership for all.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Yes. Item 14 is attorney files available for some review in the borough clerk's office. Item 15, executive session. We don't have one tonight. Item 16 is adjournment. Thank you very much, everyone. We will adjourn at 7:32.